How many is that?
I wonder. We lost a good third already, but we're headed for Aleph 7. Panty raid.
New slang term for the type of operation whose main object was to gather Torin artifacts and prisoners, if possible. I tried to find out where the term came from, but the one explanation I got was really idiotic. One knock on the door, and Dr. Foster barged in. He fluttered his hands.
"Still in separate beds? Mary Gay, I thought you were more recovered than that."
Foster was all right, a flaming Mariposa, but he had an amused tolerance for heterosexuality. He examined Mary Gay's stump, and then mine. He stuck thermometers in our mouths so we couldn't talk. When he spoke, he was serious and blunt.
"I'm not going to sugarcoat anything for you. You're both on happy juice up to your ears, and the loss you've sustained isn't going to bother you until I take you off the stuff. For my own convenience, I'm keeping you drugged until you get to heaven. I have 21 amputees to take care of. We can't handle 21 psychiatric cases. Enjoy your peace of mind while you still have it. You two, especially since you'll probably want to stay together. The prosthetics you get on heaven will work just fine, but every time you look at this mechanical leg or you look at her arm, you're going to think of how lucky the other one is. You're going to constantly trigger memories of pain and loss for each other. You may be at each other's throats in a week, or you may share a sullen kind of love for the rest of your lives. Or you may be able to transcend it. Give each other strength. Just don't kid yourselves if it doesn't work out." He checked the readout on each thermometer and made a notation in his notebook. "Doctor knows best, even if he is a little weird by your own old-fashioned standards. Keep it in mind." He took the thermometer out of my mouth and gave me a little pat on the shoulder. Impartially, he did the same to Mary Gay. At the door, he said, "We've got collapse our insertion in about 6 hours. One of the nurses will take you to the tanks." We went into the tanks, so much more comfortable and safer than the old individual acceleration shells, and dropped into the TET-2 collapsar field, already starting the crazy 50G evasive maneuvers that would protect us from enemy cruisers. When we popped out by Aleph 7, a microsecond later,